Mike Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless to find you the truth. We do it every day. Glad to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, I am apparently in big trouble because there is a strong link between ADD and dementia, according to a new study. I'd like to tell you about it. Wait. Squirrel. Never mind. Number two, the electric highway has short-circuited for the Chevy Bolt. They're being recalled because of fire hazard, which is very common electric cars, by the way. I'll explain. And number one, do you really want to know why COVID is so bad in some states like Michigan or in the United States in general? Can I be blunt? It's because we're fat. Yeah, I said it. Take some pride in yourself. Stop digging a grave with your fork. Get your act together. Michigan is among the fattest states in the nation. Sorry to tell you the truth, but there it is. And by the way, it's really ballooned in the last year and a half. COVID may be killing us, but being fat slobs is really killing us and will for generations. Obesity rates in America on the rise. The problem spreading across the country. Think about this. 16 states now, according to the Centers for Disease Control, have obesity rates of 35% or more. That means 35% of us or more are obese in Michigan and in 15 states beyond that. Let me tell you something. 20 years ago, not one state, not one, had an obesity rate of 25%. Patricia Jurek is a dietitian at Henry Ford's Health Systems. This comes from Click on Detroit. She says that today might not be the day to lose weight, but it might be a day to stop gaining weight at least. The pandemic was just terrible. Terrible. For people trying to lose weight or control their weight, I mean, it went crazy. It went crazy. More than a third of Michigan residents are obese. In terms of those that have gained weight during the pandemic, the numbers are shocking. 61% of Americans gained weight, said Patricia Jurek, again from Henry Ford. Listen to this. This is shocking. The average weight gain, 29 pounds in a year. Good God, people. Jurek said, Henry Ford's, I didn't even do that. All right? Jurek said, Henry Ford's nutrition and weight programs have seen an explosion of people. I guess that's good because weight gain creates a comorbidity that makes people more susceptible to COVID and every other bad outcome on the planet, too. Even if you don't accidentally create a path to pre-diabetes or diabetes, the extra weight is enough. She says, today is the day to stop gaining weight. Find ways to be accountable to yourself, your family, your friends, your roommates, anybody. Find some way to do that. This should be a siren, an absolute siren for you folks. Stop eating. Stop eating all this massively processed food. Go for, protein and green stuff. Don't like green stuff? Too bad. Do you like diabetes? I wouldn't think so. There it is. I've given it to you straight. There it is. General Motors has expanded the recall to cover all Chevrolet Bolt models now due to the risk of fire. This is not unique, by the way. There's a reason that you cannot fly on airplanes with lithium-ion batteries. Right? You can't do it. These batteries have a tendency to catch fire. People's houses have been burned down by cars they're not using sitting in the garage. One thing I can say about a gasoline-powered car is it doesn't burst into flames all by itself when it's not running. But it's a frightening and frustrating proposition for Chevrolet and the Bolt owners. The vehicle being recalled, and it's now upping the ante. The warnings are getting louder about potential fires. A billion-dollar problem. It's a billion-dollar problem, not only for General Motors, but it's battery maker LG Chem. You see, the ease of charging a Bolt is much of the appeal. This has been derailed now by multiple fires. It's been on the road since 2017. So you've got model years 2017 through 2022. There's about 140,000 Chevy Bolts out there. And the automaker isn't fixing the problem, according to this report, because they don't know what's causing the fire. They're not sure what's wrong with the batteries that are shorting out and causing these massive fires. The Bolt has been stopped in production. No more production of the Bolt right now. And General Motors is telling Bolt owners that in order to reduce damage from a potential fire, park on the top floor or on an open deck, at least 50 feet away from any vehicle, and don't park in your garage or by your house. Well, that's comforting. Don't leave your vehicle charging unattended, even if you're using a charging station in a parking deck. Well, how are you going to do that? You charge your car and go to work. You know, you get to work, you put... Well, don't do that. Guidehouse Insights auto analyst Sam Abulsamid told Channel 4 in Detroit this is a major problem for General Motors. The fact that they now are saying you've got to watch this thing, monitor it while it's being charged. As soon as it's done charging, move it outside, put it 50 feet away from the building. Incredibly inconvenient for customers. Indicates there's a big, serious problem here that we had not... Much more serious and bigger than they had previously thought. General Motors and LG Chem said the two companies are working to figure out what in the manufacturing process is causing the issues. It's these batteries. This is not unique to General Motors. Electric cars catch fire spontaneously, it seems, sometimes. And Joe Biden wants you to have one in your driveway. Wants half of America to have electric cars in the driveway in 5 years. Good luck. Good luck. You better find out, you better figure out that problem. If General Motors doesn't figure this problem out, it could be the death knell for the company. And I say that because they're switching all of their production to electric cars. Well, who's going to buy a car that has a reputation of catching fire and burning people's houses down? Not a good situation at all. Speaking of bad situations, Jewell Jones... He has been stripped of all House committee assignments. Yep, when he was 20, he became the youngest person elected to the Inkster City Council. In 2016, the youngest state representative in Michigan history. In 2020, he won with 66% of the vote. Now he's in jail after a drunk driving and a bizarre attempt to escape from jail, said Speaker of the House Jason Wentworth. He's also facing those drunk driving charges and the widely publicized arrest and video released back in April. And then he broke all of his, you know, release terms and went to jail. And he brought a key for the handcuffs. Yeah, it's not going. I don't think he's taking it seriously, says. Say the people around him. I'll just say it that way. All right? Yeah, they're not taking it seriously. Quick break now. Jewell, clean up your act. We'll be right back. It's the Steve River Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.